Thank you and good afternoon. On Tuesday, humble deputies responded to Bear River Casino after a caller reported that a man was trespassing in one of the casino's hotel rooms. A hotel maid found 41-year-old Oakland resident John Ogborn asleep, with a loaded firearm laying next to him. When deputies arrived on scene, they were able to recover the firearm without waking Ogborn. Deputies went on to find an ounce of heroin as well as a small amount of methamphetamine on his person. Ogborn was wanted on multiple felony warrants, including being a parolee at large, and he was taken into custody. Ogborn was booked into county jail and faces multiple firearm and drug charges. This afternoon, the Humboldt County Coroner's Office released the autopsy results of a PG&E contract worker who fell to his death near Rock Ranch Road in Wichpeck last week. 26-year-old Hooper resident Kenneth Williams was clearing trees from power lines on Rock Ranch Road on December 30th and fell from over 50 feet to the ground, suffering fatal blunt force trauma to the head. The Occupational Safety and Health Administration are currently continuing their investigation into the incident. It can't be understated what the impact wildfires from the past summer had on the region, as well as the countless amount of resources that were poured into containment efforts. The Six Rivers National Forest is giving residents the opportunity to become a temporary firefighter as they look to fill over 60 positions for the upcoming wildfire season. The application period will open on January 11th, and the deadline will be the 15th. For more information on how to apply and what specific positions are going to be available, you can contact the Six Rivers National Forest. The Humboldt County Resource Advisory Committee will be taking in proposals for natural resource improvement projects for national forest lands in the county. Due to the reauthorization of the Secure Rural Schools and Community Self-Determination Act, over $130,000 will be available this year for those improvement projects. Residents, government agencies, tribes, and other groups eligible for funding consideration with the U.S. Forest Service will be able to submit their proposals, with the deadline being February 19th. For more information on the requirements for submitting proposals, you can contact the Resource Advisory Committee. Arcata Fire responds to an early morning structure fire. Dan Squire has more.
The Arcata Fire Protection District responded to the first structure fire of the year at just after 2 o'clock this morning after receiving a report of fire in a downstairs apartment at a building in the 800 block of K Street. Arriving firefighters found fire in the kitchen of the downstairs apartment, which was heavily damaged. Fire crews searched the apartment to ensure all residents were out safely, and Arcata police evacuated the building of all residents as well. All occupants were accounted for, and there were no injuries reported. The cause of the fire is under investigation.
Thank you, Dan. A reminder for residents that a hazardous weather warning and a high surf advisory are in effect until Thursday. Visitors to North Coast beaches are urged to use caution and to never turn your back to the ocean, as breaking waves are expected tonight and Thursday morning. For Mendocino County residents, the National Weather Service also reports that stronger rain showers could produce hail through this evening. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. On Tuesday, Humboldt deputies arrested a 14-year-old juvenile male after he stole a vehicle on Chance Lane in McKinleyville the previous night. Deputies received a report that the stolen vehicle was located in front of Smug's Pizza on Central Avenue. When deputies arrived on scene, the boy fled and was able to elude deputies in a heavily wooded area. About an hour later, deputies found the boy near a residence on Chance Lane, and he was taken into custody without further incident. He was booked into juvenile hall on charges of vehicle theft, resisting arrest, and failing to obey juvenile court orders. 21-year-old Eureka resident Canyon Backus was booked into county jail on multiple charges following a series of DUI collisions near Del Norton Spring Streets Tuesday morning. Backus was driving near the intersection of Del Norton Spring Streets when he hit a parked vehicle, which then careened into another parked car. Backus then attempted to drive away from the scene, but struck another parked car as he was backing out. Eureka police arrived on scene before Backus attempted to flee again, and he was taken into custody. He was booked into jail for DUI, hit and run, and resisting arrest. A reminder for those traveling through the Garberville area that Bell Springs Road, a half a mile south of Jouett Road, will be closed from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Friday, as work crews will be conducting repairs on a failed culvert in the area. Drivers are urged to use an alternate route as vehicles will not be able to pass through the area until the work is completed. And that's the news on this Wednesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.